Hello, this is Dr. Yevgenia Golcher dictating an endoscopy on Shem Garrett, date of birth 4/9/1976, date of procedure December 29, 2023. Physician is Dr. Yevgenia Golcher. Do you have a referring physician is Dr. Yohan Arahu Gonzalez? Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is heartburn, comma, screening for colorectal cancer, comma, bright red blood per rectum, comma, hemorrhoids. Description procedure. Informed consent with a pain period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug rash, as well as possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, well experienced with patient period. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, place in left lateral position, sedation for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care period, a well lubricated lymphocytic gastric slope is introduced into the esophagus and man's in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus period, a retrospective is obtained at the cardio period. Air reception from the stem before withdrawal of the scope. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position period. The rectal exam is normal period. A well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal abdomen, confluence of the Phillips period. The terminal ileum was also evaluated period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal abdomen, semicolon, hepatoflexure, transiflexure, spinal flexure, desemicolon, second colon, the rectum period. Retroflexure is obtained in the rectum period. Bowel preparation was... good with a Boston bowel prep score of 2-3-3 for a total of 8. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Next line, findings. Next line, at upper endoscopy. Next line, there was an unremarkable proximal and metastasis. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular at 37 centimeters from the bite block. This was less than 1 centimeter in length. Biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus to evaluate for reflux changes. Next line, there was mild gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was an unremarkable duodenum to Z2 portion. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum last 5 centimeters were unremarkable. There was a diminutive ascending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend trial of famotidine 20 milligrams daily, as well as lifestyle and diet changes that were discussed with the patient. Next line, recommend 5-year follow-up for a colonoscopy pending pass. Next line, recommend increasing fiber and water in the diet, as well as fiber supplementation as needed. Next line. If bleeding continues and is noted to be bothersome, can consider hemorrhoidal banding in the office. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.